There you go. So this is just some of the basic Win 7 capabilities. This is this is to showcase multi-touch. One thing you'll see here is like Paint is immediately multi-touch enabled. Now this is interesting when you compare it to like a traditional program. One of my favorite programs of all times, which I will use on a multi-touch, is ArtRage. So here we can come into ArtRage, which is a very cool tablet PC program, and you can come in here and you can see it's actually single touch, but it doesn't deal with multi-touch. Where like Paint by default does deal with multi-touch right now. So we can come in there. We can also come in and a couple of apps are by default enabled for multi-touch at this point. So here what we're going to do is we're going to come in with a photo gallery and we can open up a photo and you can see by moving the fingers, I can zoom the finger in and out. I can actually rotate it using my fingers. So gesture support's already built into that as well. Let's see. So one of the demos I'm going to be showing today in the session is a very simple Visual Studio demo. So right after we're done with this talk, you'll get to actually see the code that put this simple demo together. Visual Studio warming up. Got to spin up the gerbils. Tick tock, tick tock. All right. So we come in here. We're going to go a little multi-touch project. Open it up, and over here on the side you can see we've got some, I don't recommend multi-touch for coding, you probably want to keep a mouse around for that, but you come in here and we're trapping out stylus down events, and when we run this particular program, what we're doing is if I simply mouse click on the screen, it'll draw yellow, so I'm going to trap out the yellows, and then when I put a finger on the screen and drag, you can see it moves the little ball around. When I put another finger on the screen, it comes out. So we got two multi-touch points going. Now if you look over here, you can see maximum touches equals two, so this particular device here supports two maximum touches. Alright, so here's one of the multi-touch apps called Garden Pond. And the idea here is it's kind of the origami zen, you move the boat around and collect flowers. So maybe the boats are mad at the flowers and they want to take out all the flowers.
Is that what you do when you can't catch fish, Joe?
I never have that problem. So you can see the boat's moving around. You can actually splash the dragonfly. We move over a flower and supposed to get a point. I'm probably the red guy. So we come over here and you can see how it makes the boat move around. Now here's the problem is the boat's move too close to the candles, they start burning, but you can splash water on them and put them out.
Very cool.
It's physics engine in there, very cool game, surface compatible. Off we go. So these are part of the touch pack. So there's the multi touch, Surface Lagoon, Screensaver. So what we have here is a screen. My kids like this because they'll come up and they'll try and touch the fish. When you touch the fish move away. Now you can see I got multiple points going here and the fish are actually running away from the touch. So pretty clever little application. We can also come over here and this is the multi-touch blackboard. A simple physics game. We come in here and there's music. We got the music turned down. We do a play. And the idea here is to get the ball to bounce over into the light bulb. So I drag on a gear, I drag on a nice little roller ball, I'll drag on a spring, I'm going to drag on a little thingy there, a lever, cantilever, and then we'll adjust this. So the ball is going to fall, hit this, we adjust like that, we play. Off it goes. The ball bounces.
Just like Mousetrap.
What's Mousetrap?
Kids game.
Huh. Haven't seen that, but now I'll have to look it up. But now the ball rolls over. Off we go. It hits the light bulb. And cool. We got it. All right. So nice little app right there. Sure, I'm wanting to exit. So another cool application. We did Blackboard. This is the multi-touch globe. So I'm going to start up. This is actually Virtual Earth 3D integrated in with multi-touch. And I'm going to come in here. You see I have a push point set up for Lauderdale. So we'll come in to Lauderdale. zooms in, will drag up, so you can see I can drag up, drag over. We drag in a Lauderdale, move it down. We're about right there, I figured out earlier today. So we can see we got a map. I can twirl the map. I can do that kind of stuff. I can overlay it. Here's the Microsoft buildings right here, so we'll come in a little tighter on them. You can see it downloads the building metrics. All right. Not many buildings in Florida, so why don't we go up here to New York City? And we'll just double... We'll get way into New York City. We're going to roll it. New York's got a few more buildings than right around here. So you can come in, and earlier I was actually able to find the Empire State Building. Here we are right there. There's the Empire State Building. Woo, all right. Now maybe we'll want to see something with a little different perspective. We'll come out here, Grand Canyon. So this one's pretty cool. We're going to come in here on the Grand Canyon. We'll get right on the Grand Canyon. We're going to roll it, come around, and now I can actually, wrong canyon. Here's the old Grande Canyon. We're right in there, and now I can kind of fly through the Grand Canyon using my fingers. One more app that's actually interesting to show, Multi-Touch Rebound. So Jeff, keep filming, and I'm going to need one of your fingers. Are you ready? All right, so put your finger on the screen. And whoop.
You can't touch this.
Well, I scored a goal on myself. I'm not sure what. Anyway, we could burn a lot of film sitting here playing this. We won't do that.
I was winning, by the way.
Oh, so this one's really interesting. This is a Silverlight application. Silverlight 3 has multi-touch built into it. So it comes down, and this is by Kevin Wolf out of Tampa. And what we're going to do here is touch a screen to begin. And basically, you can see I have web-deployed multi-touch at this point. That's pretty sweet. So just another way you can do multi-touch. There we go. And that's playcrazycoins.com. So that was a quick look at some of the multi-touch stuff. We'll talk about how to program it during the session.